Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, guys, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read that one right here, right now. That's what we're going to do.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the cookie lady is back in town. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 43-year-old woman, and I have a small group of friends who have all known each other since high school. We've been strict about quarantining, so we agreed to meet once a week for drinks and dinner. It's really helped us feel better and maintain a sense of normalcy with all the craziness going on in the world. About a month ago, another girl who went to high school with us moved back into town. But there's just one problem. She's slept with all of our husbands. Yes, all of them.
Okay.
This girl was very promiscuous in high. Yeah, she was very promiscuous in high school and was known for being the girl that all the guys went to for some easy cookie. She even gave a cookie away when she was in college. So now me and the group are concerned because she reached out to us and said that she would love to be in our weekly gatherings. The problem is that we don't trust her and we don't really think she's going to fit in well with us. Yes, it was a long time ago, but some of that resentment is still there. Also, she is still single and in much better shape than the rest of us who've had several children. We are afraid that our husbands will see her and have flashbacks of how she was in high school and college. My husband saw a photo of her on Facebook and said he couldn't believe how good she still looks. I'm not sure why he was comfortable enough to tell me that, but it really put me on edge. I called my best girlfriend and told her that I don't think we should bring this woman into our close-knit group. She agreed. Do you think we're being overly sensitive about this? No. Nope. I don't think you're being overly sensitive at all. I think you're right on point. I think you have a reason to be concerned about girlfriend. This woman, the cookie lady, as you call her, has slept with all of your husbands. They weren't your husbands then, but, you know, that was a long time ago. But the thought of it probably still pains you a little bit or something. You still feel some kind of way about it. And, you know, this woman could be trouble. She could be trouble. You don't know. Can people change? Yes, absolutely they can change. Most definitely. Did she change? We don't know. Who knows if she's changed or not? But there is a reason you don't trust her. I think I would take this as a wake-up call, though. I really would. I'm switching gears here a little bit. I would take this as a wake-up call because your husband, you said in the letter, commented when you showed him a picture of her on Facebook that she still looks good. And he felt very comfortable saying that to you. Red flag. So she's in great shape, you're saying, and you guys aren't because you've had children, you know, which means that your friends aren't in good shape either. They've had children too, and you said several. So I think what you and your girls could do and maybe should do instead of meeting to drink, you know, with the whole group, drink and eat, maybe just the ladies could start like a diet club, start working out together.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Now, I'm going to remember that comment right there.
Okay, that, I mean, maybe you guys
down.
Could.
Hell no.
Jot it down. You know, so I think maybe to something like this, you ladies can invite the cookie lady, you know, to join you for something like that. Just the girls, just the ladies, no men, no husbands. This way, I think you ladies will have a chance to meet with her, feel her out, you know, see if she's changed, see if you guys want to take it any further with her. If you in the future do want to bring her around your husband, you got to see. People do change. But I think, you know, if you're feeling not so good about the way you look because of what your husband said about her, that's a good time to meet up and do something about it. Steve?
Well, normally I don't start at the back of the letter, but that's where Shirley, you started, so I feel compelled to do the same thing. Okay. After this whole letter, the question is, do you think we're being overly sensitive about this? No. Now, why do I think you're not being overly sensitive? Three things. I think y'all scared. I think y'all should be scared. And I think she could have changed, but your husbands ain't interested in change. Now let us begin with the letter. 43, went to college with this girl. You get together with all your friends y'all went to school with during the quarantine every Friday, y'all having a good time. About a month ago, another girl went to high school with y'all, moved back into town. Here she come. But it's just one problem. She has slept with all our husbands. Yes, all of them. Well, damn, how many of y'all is it? Because that ain't got a number. All of them. Every last one of them. We need to do some testing in this little group here. It's what we need to do. We need to do some damn testing in this little group right here. Ain't y'all been extra friendly? Yeah, lady. I know you didn't think the letter was going to go like this, but I just want to throw that out. This girl was very promiscuous in high school. Was known for being that girl that all the guys went to for some easy cookies. Everybody? She even gave the cookie away when she was in college. Oh, so then what she do?
Well, hold on. And I blame
She the stadium concessions lady. Cookie hair, get your cookies hair. She
at
the game.
I blame you for even calling it the cookie in the first place with your book. Look, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, so don't go anywhere. Subject today of the Strawberry Letter, the Cookie Lady, is back in town. Get your cookies here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct,
varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. The Cookie Lady is back in town.
43-year-old lady got a group of friends. They went to school together. They all get together once a week during this COVID to help deal with the craziness. They all been quarantined, so everybody's safe. They feel comfortable with one another. They got about a month ago, another girl from their school came back to town. But here's the problem. The girl is coming back to town to sleep with all of the group's husbands. All of them.
Why
Can't miss no damn body. Clean sweep. Total buyout.
Total buyout.
Everybody. Hey, 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 hey. Cookies, cookies, cookies. Everybody. She just come out the castle and blow the trumpet. Da, 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 da. Cookies, hair.
You are crazy.
She even gave the cookie away when she was in college. Now, you and the group is concerned, and rightfully so, because she done reached out and said she would love to be in on our weekly gatherings. How'd she find out about the gathering? Uh-oh. For her to just come back into town for a month and find out about these weekly gatherings, maybe one of your husbands said, you know what, they get together every Friday. Because if y'all surprised about it, where did they get the information? Unless y'all small-ass town is really, really small. Now, this whole group has been affiliated with one another. First thing we need to do, we need some testing done in this group. Let's just go back over there. We need some damn testing going on in this group right here. And it ain't COVID. I ain't even talking about COVID. We need to get some testing done. All right, now, the problem is that we don't trust her and we really don't think she's going to fit in well with us. You don't think she'll fit in well with y'all. But you ain't asked y'all's husbands, though. See what they think.
Why?
You know, so now, here we go. People change. Things change.
Oh.
Okay. Now, she done slept with all y'all's men. Times have changed. It was a long time ago. But some of that resentment is there. Mm-hmm. Also, now here we go. She's still single and in much better shape than the rest of us who've had several children. Here go the damn problem right here.
I knew you were going to say that.
She still banging.
Oh, she fine.
Now, Shirley surprised me with her answer, talking about since y'all get together every Friday and y'all are a little worried because she's still fine. Shirley did what Carl and them won't let me ever do. I can't fat shame nobody. I get called out. Oh, but now you're talking about instead of sitting around drinking, why don't y'all's ass get together and eat the right damn foods?
I did not
say. Instead of drinking, why don't y'all have celery juice and chew on some carrots or something and try to get some of that weight off y'all's ass instead of sitting over here. Now, here come this little fine little smoking ass thing that your husband saw on Facebook and had the nerve to tell you he couldn't believe how good she still looked. Don't let this girl in your group.
The cookie lady.
She can't get in this group. This a problem. She's a Facebook problem. Now, you don't think your husband has said to the other husband, man, you seen so-and-so? Girl, you need to see this thing right here. She still got it. Now, Shirley said, now, first of all, your husband is stupid. Let me just explain something to you.
Yes, he
your
is.
Husband is
Thank
the
you.
Biggest damn idiot that I've ever seen. Now, y'all gonna let her little skinny ass in the group still fine, still banging. She's single. She ain't gave birth to no kids. Now, here she come. I don't think we have a solution to this letter, except you can't let her banging ass back in this group. You called your girlfriend and you told her you don't think that, and your girlfriend agreed because she looked her up on Facebook too and said, Lord Jesus. Do you think we're being overly sensitive? No, I don't.
They're not.
Now, do people change? Yes, they change. Mm-hmm. And obviously, she has changed for the better. Because when a woman get in her 40s and still holding it together, that's a bad chick right there. And if they get in their 50s and still hold it together, that's a bad chick right there. Yeah, see, because the chances of everybody holding it together in their 40s and 50s get slimmer and slimmer. Yeah, so
and
now you're going to invite, you're going to invite the fat person to the pie eating contest. And how you think that's going to work out? This is a sad thing.
It is not.
Yes, it
not
is.
Gloom and doom. Steve.
Yes, it is. Because Shirley, and according to Shirley, it is gloom and doom. And all this happy hour y'all having, start bringing celery to these happy hours, as Shirley suggested.
You
could have had a V8 instead of that damn margarita.
They got skinny margaritas.
Take a picture of that girl off of Facebook and bring it to the next meeting, and y'all ass quit eating.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry
she
Letter.
She back, and the fellas know it.
The cookie lady. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, Steve. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.